Justin, tell me a little bit of what iGEM is. What does that mean?
It's an international genetically engineered machines competition. And what it is, basically, you get a kit of standard biological parts at the beginning of the summer, and you create an organism that will do a novel function using the parts out of the kit or getting your hands on some parts of your own. And you get that organism to do a novel function, and then you present your information and findings to a group at MIT in Boston in November.
This is your first year involved with the iGEM competition. What is it that your team is going to be doing?
We're working on introducing some genes into a bacteria to degrade some of the harmful toxins in tailing ponds.
That's sparked a lot of interest, I understand, with the people who are actually involved with the different oil sands companies up north. What is it that has gotten their interest?
Well, the oil sands are a big issue, and there's lots of resources going into finding a solution. And a biological solution, I think, would be the best because it's carbon negative, bacteria replicates on its own. It's a very cheap solution. So the benefits of getting a biological solution to help the oil sands would have a huge return.
Now, you've received some money for this project. How much money have you gotten?
We've received $20,000 from the Oil Sands Initiative and about $40,000 from Alberta Innovates Futures Technology.
How are you going to use that money? What are you going to actually be doing with your research?
Consumables are a big amount of that. We need lots of chemicals and enzymes and biological molecules. To run it, we need equipment, and we were able to hire a lab tech, which has helped us. Words can't even state how much having a lab tech this year has helped our team. So that was enormous. And we also have to fly our team down to Boston to present our information and go to the iGEM Jamboree. So that's also where our money comes from. So consumables and travel.
Now, let's look at the actual research that you're going to be doing. I understand that this is building on some previous work and even things like developing something called a vacuum cleaner. What's that?
Well, what the vacuum cleaner was, it was a previous University of Lethbridge iGEM project, and they wanted to get a bacteria that would degrade a target molecule, but it would go towards the target molecule too. So in a low concentration area, it would move towards a high concentration area. So it would target and chase after the compound.
And biobatteries, what are those?
The biobattery was just creating electrical current out of photosynthetic bacteria.
What is it now then that you're going to be working on in developing these new bacteria?
We've chosen a target molecule of interest that's very harmful in the tailings ponds, and we want to introduce a gene into bacteria that will degrade that harmful molecule into something that's non-toxic.
How do you go about doing that?
Well, first we need to isolate the gene of interest and get our hands on that gene. Well, actually, I should say, first of all, we need to do research and pick a target molecule and find out what's in the tailing ponds and where we can begin. And then once we find that our molecule of interest that's toxic and harmful, we need to isolate the gene so we can work with it and put it in an organism that we're familiar with. And then once we have our gene, then we put it in the organism, and then there's a lot of optimizing that needs to go on of the system because you're introducing a new gene into an organism, so it's not just as straightforward as popping it in and pressing go. You definitely need to do some optimizing and tweaking of conditions to make it work 100%.
Do you have any idea at this point as to what that target molecule might be?
It's catechol.
What's that?
It's a harmful organic molecule that's present in tailing pond water.
When you develop the bacteria, when you do the sort of the genetic modification, that kind of thing, what exactly are you hoping the end will be? How will that new genetically engineered molecule, how will it actually work?
How it will work is we will have our bacteria produce that molecule that degrades our target molecule. And then what we hope to have is we will have our bacteria actually be able to, we can just put it to work and we can get it to degrade the target molecule. We won't have to do anything else, just pop it in and it'll go and work for us.
Now, are there any models in nature that you can follow?
Well, we have to get our bacteria to live in tailing pond water, and we have seen bacteria live in everywhere on the planet. And so living in those harsh conditions and getting, just looking at bacteria that have lived in tar and cold conditions and all sorts of nasty conditions, we can use that information to optimize our bacteria to get it to live in the tailing pond or harsh conditions, because the molecules we are degrading are harmful and toxic. So we need to get our bacteria to be able to cope with that.
If you are successful, what do you think the potential is?
Well, the potential is huge. There are many harmful organic molecules in tailings ponds, and we're just taking a crack at one of the major ones. So we're hoping once we get our information and our research, our findings, and get our bacteria working the way we want to, we can put it on the Registry of Standard Biological Parts so other researchers and other engineers can further our work, and in years to come, we can further our work. So hopefully, as soon as possible, we can clean up the tailings ponds 100% and fix that issue globally.
Well, this is a big job for someone who's still an undergraduate.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
What got you interested in looking at the tailings ponds in the first place?
Well, it is a big issue in Alberta. I've worked for some natural gas, energy, and oil companies through my earlier undergraduate years to help me pay for my schooling. And my dad actually works in the energy industry. So, and being in Alberta, we grow up with it. So it is in the back of our minds all the time, and it is a personal issue. It's an issue that hits close to home. And now with the oil spill and all the stuff happening in the Gulf, we're realizing not only is it an Albertan issue, the oil and energy and oil sands, the whole industry is really taking an impact globally.
Good luck with the project, Justin, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the results are.
Thank you. It's very exciting and fun.